Hey, KDNK listeners, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk, a show where we come together as locals and share stories about our lives that are lived right here in the Roaring Fork Valley. I am Jill Rubin, your host. Before we get going, I want to begin with mentioning the KDNK membership drive is ongoing, and as you know, it's very important to you and all of us here at KDNK, and of course, all of the Roaring Fork Valley. So we hope to hear from you. You know, I wanted to dedicate this show today. There's a movement happening in our world. It's called entrepreneurship. And it's big, and it's growing. And right here in our valley, we have some of the most talented and dedicated people who are committed to their locally and homegrown unique businesses. So today, it is with great honor to welcome to the show Stephanie Perucci. Stephanie is a true visionary when it comes to entrepreneurship. She is a digital marketing entrepreneur who, as of a year and a half ago, made the Valley her permanent home. She has a lot to teach us, and I'm very excited for her to share her story with you all. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Jill. I'm really honored to be here.
And especially, happy birthday. Let's begin at the beginning so our listeners can get an idea of how someone becomes an entrepreneur. Let's talk a little bit about your background and, if you will, go into the evolution and trajectory of your journey.
Absolutely. It really started when I found that my liberal arts degree was going to be a waste of time. I loved studying languages. I studied in France in college, and like so many young people who come home from studying abroad, you get your degree and then you go, oh, well, there's really nothing I can do with this.
You studied abroad?
I did it, yeah. And so I started to really lean into, what do I love? What puts me in flow? What's my zone of genius? What do I do better than anyone around me? And ironically, after, you know, over $100,000 invested into a college degree, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. And I knew that my degree was somewhat useless, but I loved writing. And I figured, well, there's got to be a way to be a writer and also make money and not have to do traditional like journalism or something, which I didn't think I was cut out for. I had heard about how difficult it was. So I just started dialing every single publishing company in my area. And I was in Chicago at the time, so that was pretty lucky. And I found a mentor, and he was an entrepreneur. He was in digital marketing. So he published information products or books online. And I spent every single day, sometimes 15 hours a day, learning from him, working above his garage, actually, in an office. And he was the CEO of this huge online publishing company. But then he was situated above his garage so that he could have lunch with his wife every day. And I was so enchanted by that life, and I was done for.
Well, it sounds like then it was meant to be a synchronicity, that you were on the road to, what am I supposed to be? I'm on the road that I understand what it is that I love, but how do I go about figuring it out? And mentorship, I know it's very important to you, Stephanie. Let's talk a little bit about what that means for all of our listeners. A mentor, mentorship, being one, getting one. How do you go about that? What is it?
That is one of the most important things that I have had the courage to do as an entrepreneur, is to always ask questions, to find the smartest people in the room and try to become friends with them. And it's not like getting someone's coffee, okay? Having a mentor or having a coach is, can I work alongside this project with you? Can I devote hours of my time to just listening to you? Can I sit in on meetings? Asking the questions, having the confidence and the courage to put yourself in the room that you want to one day be the leader of, or one day you want to be on some executive team or some big project. And I've never been afraid to ask to be in that room and to listen to the smartest people I know. So for me, finding mentors, and Jeff was my first one, and I have lots of other people I consider maybe coaches now. For me, that was just the way for someone who didn't grow up in a very well-to-do family, who didn't go to a really cool college. I didn't have incredible marks in college, in fact. And it was a way for me to kind of build a capital. It was for me, it was my social capital, is to align myself with the smartest people that I could. It got me where I wanted to go without having kind of the Ivy League degree, without having the parents who were socially connected. I just did it myself and asked the questions. And if people said no, I found someone else who wanted to, you know, be around me.
You know, I started out the program by saying there's a movement going on in this country. It's actually going around the world, and it is the entrepreneurship. And so for all the people that are listening, you know, we're used to that word internship. And now, are we just juxtaposing it to mentorship, or has it evolved into, because you describe it as working alongside, and you know, most of the time internship gets that I work for you, I'm going to make coffee, I'm going to, you know, make copies on the paper, and I may or may not get paid for it, where this mentorship is actually hands-on a little bit more. Would you guide young people to take away from that internship and really start looking for a mentor?
If at all possible, get out of an internship. Because in my opinion, and I've done internships where I was grabbing coffee for people, but then when they were going into an important meeting, when they were discussing product development, marketing, budgeting, they're closing the door and I'm sitting in a cubicle. So for me, they're very different. Mentorship is where not only do I have this admiration for my mentor, but the mentor has admiration for me. So there's mutual respect. Your mentor is not going to be someone who's paying you. Like, I actually have a marketing intern working for me right now. And, you know, she's getting maybe, I don't know, $30 an hour. And I haven't actually done that. She's getting a certain amount of money per month to come to my house for, you know, a couple times a week and just do anything I ask her to do. She's interning in marketing. She wants to learn about what I do, but I am not her mentor. The mentor relationship is more of a big sister. This isn't an exchange of money as much as it's an exchange of ideas, and knowledge. There's a mutual respect for one another's genius. And so my mentor sees the best in me, whereas me as having an intern under me, I may or may not see that person's genius. They're there to learn from me. And for me, they're there to get a job done. I'm not invested in them in the same way a mentor would be.
And one of the things that I'm finding that it's interesting with, there's no age discrimination. Being an entrepreneur, getting into a mentorship program is whether you're in college, whether you're in your second career, whether you're in your final stages, or, you know, no matter where you are in life, if you have found the soul, if you have found what it is that ticks, your suggestion is find somebody that's already doing it. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
And this is where you get your inspiration. Mm-hmm. And how do people go about doing that? So all the listeners out there, they're sitting at home, they're at the crux of, I want to be doing this. Mm-hmm. I need to let go of what I'm doing. What's their first step?
I am so happy that you asked that question, because it's one of the things I've never told you about me in all of our conversations offline, so to speak. But I actually have a 7-step system for finding your life's purpose. And so for me, when people want to work with me, for instance, I tell them to go through this 7-step process and find that thing that you're so qualified to do, that you want to do so much, that keeps you up at night, that helps you jump out of bed in the morning, that sometimes just wakes you up in the middle of the night because you're so passionate about it. Find someone else who's doing that really well. And I think it's easy to say, for instance, I was a writer. And so was ghostwriting my path? Was journalism my path? Was information marketing my path? But really, once you've done some really deep work in figuring out exactly in what form you should be doing that, I don't know, métier or talent or skill or whatever it is. So writing is not your life's purpose. There's something way more specific and way more spiritual involved with that. And for me, my life's purpose is to inspire. And the best way that I can inspire people is to be on camera, radio, television, on stages, speaking at masterminds, and coaching people. That's where I connect with my life's purpose, is to be in front of people on video or looking in their eyes in some way and teaching and inspiring.
So for all of you college kids that are just about ready heading out, all that Stephanie is talking about is get your education, find that purpose. And then when you graduate or not, there's many people who have not graduated college. Bill Gates didn't graduate college. Mark Zuckerberg didn't graduate college, but they found their mentors and they found their inspiration and their passion. So what Stephanie is saying is that once you get to that point is when you really begin. And by the way, this is all not just foo-foo stuff. You will earn a living. You will prosper. Is that correct, Stephanie? This whole purpose here is not just to find the passion.
Yes, I was having coffee with a very intelligent woman yesterday. And one of the things that I pointed out was, this was my friend Tiffany, and I said, she asked me why I had invested so many thousands of dollars into a program that I was a part of. And I said, well, if I hear one thing that helps me tweak my business, if I hear one lesson in one module over one, you know, millisecond that helps me tweak my business and pivot a minuscule of a degree in the right direction, it was worth all that money. And she's like, wow, that's really an abundant way of looking at training and mentorship and whatever, is that if you just hear one thing that helps you pivot in the right direction at the right time. So coming at it from a place of, you know what, I'm just free to learn one incredible thing that's going to help me today, as opposed to furiously taking notes like a university setting where you have to digest all this information and you have to have 100 questions on a test. For me, I'm going through life saying, if I can learn one incredible thing every day that helps me continually steer in the right direction, stay on course, go into a better direction, avoid the mistakes that I made last year, I'm doing pretty good.
And that to me, my dear, is a true mentor. So we should all be signing up to be with you. One of the things I think that gets neglected when we talk about conversations like this, we feel the energy coming off of you. We feel the inspiration. We all get very excited. I'd like to dive into the other side, because the reality is the challenges. Can you talk just a little bit about some of the challenges that all these wannabe future entrepreneurs may encounter?
Specific challenge for me was I create money by creating things online, and I don't interact with a lot of people, or I formerly didn't interact with a lot of people. However, there came a point when I sat in front of my computer, sometimes 16 hours a day working, and I stopped making money doing what I knew how to do. And I became very disconnected, not just from trends, because marketing is like, you can watch it like a stock ticker. I mean, things change so rapidly in my industry. It's incredible. When an algorithm changes on Facebook, everyone's budgets have to change overnight. It's incredible. So for me, one of the biggest mistakes I made was to stop talking to people, stop interacting with people. And to think, oh, I know everything because I've been doing this for 12 years now or whatever. I thought I knew everything. And it's at that point that I completely failed in a venture. And so I took some time. I took about 6 weeks, and I just called all my old friends, all my old coaches, people I'd sat in masterminds with, people I'd never met before. And I just ran past my failure with them. And it was an exercise in vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And I said, I just had this big project. I invested X amount of money into it, and I've made nothing back, mm-hmm. or relatively nothing. And I let them know why. And I said, I feel like a really big failure. I feel like I have a scarlet letter as a marketer because I did something that really bombed. And it just, having that humility, that vulnerability, putting away all the hunger for money for a few weeks and just going out there and saying, look at this mess that I made. What did I do wrong? Was one of the best things I did.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, but that's continual.
All the time. Yes.
We fail. Because one of the things I know for sure is digital marketing, media marketing, any type of online presence is the fastest trending industries in the world. So it's one thing to know how fast they're trending, but it's the other thing to what do I do with it now?
I think one of the reasons people fail is, and this really is resonated in culture right now with what Brené Brown is teaching, is because of shame, because they don't want to come out and say, I just made a big mistake. But every successful person has made a huge mistake.
If not many.
One of my favorite things to do is to read autobiographies of really successful people. I love Shoe Dog. I love The Surrender Experiment. I reread these all the time. And I love hearing about how people fail. And I love hearing about how they brought that failure to the table to get better, to get refined. And I think the reason so many businesses fail, 8 out of 10 businesses fail in the first 8 months, because people feel shame.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. David Hawkins, in his 20-year study on consciousness, found that the only thing just a hair above death in terms of the way that it vibrates, the energy that it vibrates, the lowest thing is shame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also what makes us unsuccessful in our love lives, in our parenting lives, and in our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so to not feel that shame, to instead have hope and say, yes, I totally failed, I own it, but don't let it be a scarlet letter. Let it be a notch in your belt.
And then go and find the people that will support that. Go and find, have the people in your life that understand that the shame is just an experience, that the shame is not who you are, but the shame is going to take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever that comes from, that's the alchemy. That's the recipe to get to the next level of your success, no matter what that little failure was. And you learn better and better from them. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
All right, your dreams, my dear. What is next? What's next for Stephanie?
Wow, this is so exciting, because I spent so much of this morning. I hiked up Albany Kittle, the steep side, which is so much fun, and it's so quiet. You never see a soul up there. And I had a massage, and I listened to some great inspiring music. And my intention today and for this year and for the next step of my professional life is to bring more of my confidence training out into the world. I've been very shy about teaching confidence, and I recently partnered with a handful of people, both as affiliates and investors, to throw all my weight behind confidence. I think it is the key, more than money, more than skills, more than connections. I think confidence is what's going to make people successful in business and in love. And so right now I'm working on I'm about 30 days out from launching a confidence program that's going to culminate next year in a huge confidence convention in Austin, Texas.
What does that look like? Are you teaching confidence? Are you bringing confidence out? What does that mean to the person sitting there right now saying, oh, I want to feel more confident? Is it lessons? What does this vision look like?
The best way that I can sum that up is a confidence researcher named Richard Petty once said, confidence is the stuff that turns thoughts into actions.
Great quote.
And so what I want confidence to be is very simply the ability to think of something you want and to take the steps you need to take to get there. And a lot of times we don't take those steps because of confidence. So whether it's money or status, or it's a job that you want, or it's having your own business and not relying on someone else to write a paycheck, relying on yourself to write your own paychecks,
Isn't that the definition of entrepreneur?
Stay up as late as you need to stay up to make sure you get it done.
And the confidence is the key, the confidence, because the knowledge you can learn, correct, the skill set you must have, the passion and the confidence is the stuff that needs to come out and blossom to get there.
What I know is this. I used to be the least confident person on the planet. In my 20s, I hated all the work I did most of the time until I met my mentor. I was riddled with eating disorders. I hated my body. I had a couple failed marriages. And I was filled with shame from a really strict, legalistic, religious environment. And my confidence was as low as it could be. I had social anxiety. I didn't want to leave the house. And about 7 years ago, I became a student of confidence to the point where I hired confidence and intimacy coaches, ranging in everything from how do I confidently sell myself to how do I confidently express myself in relationship, in romance. And what I know is this, when I didn't have confidence, life didn't feel like it was worth living. So I know that I found my spark when I became a student of confidence. And I want other people to have that spark too.
Well, Stephanie, you and I could sit and talk for hours and hours and hours because you're shining. You're shining. So no matter what it was, you're shining and your confidence is coming through. Your intellect is coming through. Your experience is coming through. And I am so proud to have you on the show and share your stories with everybody. What would you like the listeners to know as far as getting in touch with you? How can they get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest way to find me is Instagram at Aspen Entrepreneur or at Moms Wear Capes. They can find me on a website, www.aspenentrepreneur.com. And anyone who would like a copy of the 7 Steps to Finding Your Life's Purpose book, I would be honored to send it to people who contact me through that website.
Oh, that's great. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I hope everybody is as inspired as I am. I'm just thrilled to have Stephanie in my life and a guest at KDNK. So until next time, I want to wish you all be peace with each other. So we'll be signing off now. Bye for now.